Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Good evening. The day was dominated by what we do not know, what's in the memo of understanding between Washington and Tehran, between the Trump administration and the IRGC. We have pieces of it that are hinted by the capitals, but nothing substantive. We're also told it's an interim deal. We're also told it's a draft. We're told that something may have been signed, maybe not. We're told there'll be a signing on Friday, maybe, maybe not. We're told that the Israeli defense of the northern border against Hezbollah is interfering in the certainty of whatever is coming as a memo of understanding. We're told the memo of understanding speaks to the Strait of Hormuz. That was not the causes belli of the war. That was the suspect nuclear weapons program and the depredations to the region and the ballistic missile program and the persecution of the Iranian people. Thousands dead. That was the causes belli. Strait of Hormuz was not mentioned until weeks into the war when Iran found it necessary to get attention by claiming it could cut the Strait of Hormuz. We don't know so much. I could go on, but I'm not going to. I'm going to turn to what we do know. The markets have reacted badly to the Trump administration's joining with Israel to attack Iran with no certain end of the struggle. The struggle is not ended yet. Markets rallied from very low points, but there's no confidence. Hence, the bond market is signaling we're not going anywhere until an if, and I don't know what that if is. We speak to Gordon Chang and his friend Piero Tozzi and his friend Fraser Howie about China. China's watching this. It has interest in Iran. It takes its oil, but at the same time, it is watching the U.S. be distracted and drained by its conduct in the Middle East. Is that a positive? I can't tell. China's not in great shape. In fact, that's an understatement. The economy is a wreck. A mess is the self-described word in China. We turn to the New World Report with Ernesto Araújo and Alejandro Pina Esclusa. There's positive news there. It looks like Peru will go to Kiki Fujimori, who's identified with democracy, with corruption, yes, her father, but she's not a narco-terrorist, and she's not trained by the Cubans, which is something you cannot say about her opponent, Mr. Sanchez. In Bolivia, the capital remains under siege, launched by Evo Morales. In Colombia, the vote is momentary. It appears that, again, Gustavo Petro and his narco-terror alumni will be turned out of office. Venezuela is an unknown story. There is the claim that the leader of Trinidad was killed by the U.S. military in a strike over these last days. However, the Rodriguezes, Dulce and her brother Jorge, who lead the government assembly and president, are not going anywhere, and it would appear that the Trump administration is tolerating them for X number of weeks or months until they name a date for the election. More to the point, the whole story of the Middle East is in limbo. There's nothing fixed. That is a polite way of saying it's unstable. It was unstable before, it's unstable now, despite the years of war fighting and the entry of Mr. Trump saying he can settle these disputes. In Ukraine, there is what appears to be positive news in that the Ukrainian drones are more and more of it. Unsolved puzzle for the Russians, especially cutting off supplies into Crimea and the front line by using drones to hit the front and back of convoys, truck convoys coming down along the Sea of Azov to get to Crimea. Crimea is now without adequate fuel. We'll watch that story as it goes forward. But there's reason to believe that while Russia's not winning the war, Ukraine's no longer losing it. Bridget Tomey brings a report of the Houthis who fired one drone on the 7th or the 6th to show that they're still in the game. but it's not clear that what they want or where they're going. They claim that they're going to interrupt Red Sea traffic. And an IRGC officer mentioned the Bab el-Mandeb at the choke point of the Red Sea, but that has not happened yet. There's much more to the show, especially a lengthy and very careful report by David Daoud of the status of Lebanon, which Iran includes in its talk about ending the war, but we're not given to it, that it's a part of the memo of understanding that may or may not exist, the peace deal that may or may not turn on the memo of understanding that may or may not turn on whether Hezbollah is under threat of the Israeli government or the Israeli government is obliged to leave Lebanon. We don't know about the nuclear weapon program. The president makes light of it as if he's not certain of the facts, calling fissile material 60% nuclear dust, saying we can go in and get it anytime we want. It's not useful to try to interpret the president's words. He speaks casually as if a man who knows something, but what comes out is not certainty and is not clarity, is not even accurate. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much. More guessing tomorrow, waiting for that memo of understanding. On Friday, we can guess one thing. It will be after the markets close. Good night.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.